Elizabeth Easter. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Night She Disappeared is by Lisa Jewell, and you've been reading it for us, thank you.
I haven't. It's her 19th novel, 19 books, and her first one apparently shot to the UK's best-selling debut novel charts. She's been on the New York Times bestseller list, and 19 books of those of hers have sold over 1 million copies, which is why I put my hand up for it, because I'd never heard of her. But this on the press material, it said that this novel was her best. So I was like, well, it's got to be good. And also, I didn't want something too demanding, because this is a sort of a suspensey crime thriller. It's gritty, you know, not too gritty, not too worthy. So the action starts in 2017 when 19-year-old Tallulah goes out on a date with her boyfriend, Zach, and she leaves her baby with her mother, Kim. So she's a young mum, and she's got a baby who's about just before 2 years old. And Tallulah lives at home because she got pregnant at the end of high school, and so does her boyfriend, the father of said baby. And Zach moved in relatively recently. They broke up while Tallulah was pregnant because Zach didn't take to the idea of being a father very well, and he also, you know, cast aspersions on who the father might be, and his mum's a dick. But they got back together on New Year's Eve, as people do, and now he's moved in with Tallulah and her mum. But Tallulah isn't particularly enjoying it and is planning to break up with him, as he's not actually very nice. He's quite controlling. As I said, his mother is horrible. And he's not especially accepting of Tallulah's life choices, that she's studying, she wants to be a social worker. And she's just a nice young kid who happens to be a young mum. And he, tonight, on this date night, is planning to ask her to marry him, which will obviously horrify her. And she's felt the ring in his pocket, so she kind of knows, oh God, he's going to do this and I'm going to have to dump him. So Kim watches her daughter and her boyfriend leave in their little country village, go off on their date, saying they should go out and enjoy themselves, don't rush home, you know, take your time. And it turns out the couple go to a party at a ritzy mansion down the road called Dark Place, which should be a clue, if anything, that's not a place you should go. So neither Zach or Tallulah return from the date. And then we cut to 2019, 2 years later, when detective novelist Sophie has moved to the small village because her partner is now the head teacher at the fancy private school in town, or public school, called Maypole House, which is a sort of pastoral dream boarding school for fancy kids who have not been succeeding elsewhere. And Sophie, the detective novelist, new to the village, she has a bit of writer's block. She's walking in the woods near the boarding school, and she sees a note fixed to a tree that says, "Dig here," which is actually a device in one of her books. So very English, the device of a crime fiction writer with a touch of writer's block finds herself embroiled in a real-life mystery. She digs, and she digs up the ring that Zach was intending to give to Tallulah. So the cold case opens, and the action moves between 2017 and 2019. Sophie, the detective novelist, joins forces with Tallulah's mum, Kim, and they set off to go and find the truth of what happened to the little girl, the daughter. And it's actually really good. I know you were thinking that. Is it any good? So it's fine. At first I was reading quite critically, as you do when you're reviewing, and I thought there were too many exclamation marks, and I had a kind of quite strong desire to cut some of them out with a red pen. But once I got over that, it's just a good old rollicking suspense read. There are some relatable observations. There's quite a few lovely descriptive passages and a handful of chapters that ended with a real gasp, you know, when you're like, dun, 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 dun. And then you just think, oh, I'll just read one more. So I'd say groovy for holiday fiction, or if people go on holidays anymore, or going to bed on a winter's evening. And it had good twists and turns, but it wouldn't give you nightmares. And it's also borderline plausible. That's okay. My opinion.
Good stuff. Thank you, Elizabeth Easter. The Night She Disappeared is by Lisa Jewell, published by Penguin Random House, $37 the price.